For nearly 2 weeks, investigators with the FBI and the Army have been holding on to a letter full of anthrax spores that was sent to Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy. But as soon as tomorrow, they will take a peek inside. Investigators are treating the letter with care in the hope that it will help them crack this case, and they have new hope of catching the sender because of an advance in genetics. NPR's Larry Abramson has the story.
The Leahy letter is different. The other letters containing anthrax spores were all open before law enforcement got their hands on them. That means this one is pristine and could yield two kinds of evidence. First, there's the anthrax. The FBI and Army biodefense experts have decided to deal with the bacterium in its most dangerous form. Rather than killing or inactivating the spores, they will analyze them in their potent state. University of Louisville microbiologist Ron Atlas says this approach will paint a more detailed picture of the spores.
If we inactivate, there's some heating involved. There will be some changes in the physical nature, which in this investigation seems to be a critical forensic piece, so that my understanding is the decision has been made to work with the live bacteria.
Investigators are hoping to get a closer look at just how the spores were prepared and whether other substances were mixed in to make the bacteria more lethal. They are also interested in the genetic makeup of these specific spores. And there, they may have gotten some help from a group of private researchers near Washington, D.C. The Institute for Genomic Research has just about finished the complete genetic sequence of two anthrax strains. One came from a lab in Britain. One is from the anthrax spores that killed the Florida man in October. Researcher Timothy Reed says this information might be useful for analyzing other anthrax samples, like that in the letter to Senator Leahy.
You can say, like, two of the differences are more like the Florida strain and one is more like the index strain. Therefore, it's more closely related to the Florida strain.
If the anthrax spores in the Leahy letter are identical to those used in Florida, they might have been sent by the same person or they might have come from the same laboratory. But this new genetic information might not be all that useful. Microbiologist Ron Atlas says the genome of the anthrax bacterium has already been studied very closely with little result for the investigation.
Well over 95% of the genome of this bacterium apparently is identical regardless of the strain. It leaves you very little to see much difference in, and those regions are being analyzed by other means.
So genetic similarities might not tell much, but Atlas says genetic differences could be important in deciding where the anthrax spores did not come from.
If the sequence is different, then we can eliminate laboratories.
The other kind of evidence investigators might find is garden variety forensic stuff, fingerprints, bits of human DNA that might help identify the perpetrator. But here, the FBI might be facing another brick wall. Ed Black with Forensic Science Associates in Richmond, California, says whoever is sending these anthrax letters must be taking precautions, such as wearing gloves that will keep the letter clean.
DNA that is typically on envelopes comes from saliva used in licking the envelopes or the envelope stamps. The perpetrator of this certainly had to be very aware of the dangerous nature of those things that he was sending through the mail.
Previous anthrax letters have not yielded much beyond a broad psychological profile of the perpetrator as a male who works in a laboratory. That doesn't narrow the field down very much. Even with its limited potential, the Leahy letter might be the best chance yet at moving forward on a case that has stymied law enforcement so far. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.